So today's a very exciting day for me and the research team because it is our last stakeholder event of 6 years worth of work funded by National Institute of Health Research. And we've been looking at the effectiveness of perinatal mental health services going from when women first book in for antenatal care all the way to women with severe postnatal illnesses that need admission to hospital and acute care. Some of our data has been published, but we're also actually presenting for the first time the results of our largest study, which was across 42 mental health trusts, looking at how women did if they were admitted to psychiatric mother and baby units compared with women who were admitted to acute wards or under crisis teams. Now, when this study started, there were whole patches of the country where there wasn't a mother and baby unit, which is how we had a kind of natural experiment, if you like, so that we could see for those women that wouldn't have accessed a mother and baby unit but did need acute care, we could compare them with women admitted. Now, of course, there are some new mother and baby units coming on stream, and it will be interesting looking at our data in the future, thinking about, well, which service is best for whom, and what makes a good service, and some of the qualitative data that we're presenting today will answer some of those questions as well. So an exciting day for us, and we hope everybody enjoys it.
What impact do you see these research findings having on practice, and what are the barriers to getting them into practice?
Well, some of our research findings have actually already had an influence on practice. NHS England have been very keen to have policy briefs from us every time we have some new results. We've shared them, and some of those have, I think, had some influence on the NHS long-term plan. But moving forward, we meet regularly with people that are involved in implementing policy. We're also very much involved with college activities such as the Royal College of Psychiatrists, and of course they're also taking the lead on what a good service should look like. We also want to influence training, and similarly, you know, we try to have dialogues with Health Education England and people that are leading on training through the Royal College of Psychiatrists, through the British Psychological Society and other places. So hopefully our data will be of use to people. It has been so far, but we'll see whether this data is what people want to hear or not.
And you're launching ESME 2 today. Can you tell us a little bit about how this research programme is going to move forward?
So ESME 2 is very much focused on the new specialist community perinatal mental health services. So we'll be looking at how effective they are and for whom do they work best. This is going to be also a package of work that includes large national data sets linking maternity and mental health data sets. And again, we can look at things such as, you know, do these new services reduce admission rates, for example? Do they make an impact on birth weight? And it's also a very exciting new research programme, and I'm really pleased to be doing that with Heather O'Mahon, who's leading the whole programme.
I better let you go. We're just about to start, so thanks a lot for chatting to me.
You're welcome. Lovely to see you, Andre, as always.